Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. We are so grateful to our launch partners, founding partner P&G and Bank of America. Together, we're bringing you something good every day, and it wouldn't be possible without their support. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. The economic crisis brought on by COVID-19 has hit small companies hard, and women business owners are feeling the pain. In fact, 88% of women-owned businesses are small businesses. No surprise, then, that a recent survey of female founders revealed that two-thirds believe they will be disproportionately impacted by the pandemic. Social distancing measures have added another degree of difficulty, and businesses that depend on foot traffic and in-person transactions have been devastated. So it's inspiring to learn about a business owner who is not only meeting the challenges of coronavirus, but also finding new ways to serve her customers and her community. Today, we're going to share the story of one remarkable woman who was determined to bring healthy exercise to groups she felt were overlooked by the fitness industry and who didn't let COVID-19 get in the way of her mission. When Siobhan Hodges launched her fitness studio, Grills and Granola, in New York City back in 2016, she did so because she believed an important segment of the population, women of color, wasn't being represented. Among her first creations was an innovative class, Trap Aerobics. And right away, the membership of her studio took off. And things were going great until the coronavirus hit. Gyms were ordered to close. And even South by Southwest, where Siobhan was scheduled to participate in a high-visibility fitness expo, was canceled. But worse, Siobhan worried because her students and community were missing out on Grills and Granola's body-positive exercise classes at a time when they needed them most. And that's when Siobhan decided to pivot. We spoke with Siobhan about how Grills and Granola is ensuring that women of color and plus-size women stay fit during the pandemic.
So I think one of the biggest challenges for women of color in the health and fitness space is access. Women of color, we tend to make less money than our counterparts, but also the neighborhoods that we live in, just like they can be food deserts, there can also be fitness deserts. Specifically in New York City, the neighborhoods where a lot of women of color live, especially those who make less money, they tend to have less gyms. Another challenge that we face is just having a class that's culturally attuned with instructors who look like us. The fitness industry itself, it tends to be quite homogenous. Most of the instructors tend to be white. And most of the instructors tend to be very skinny or at least lean and fit in American standards. And that can deter someone who's actually trying to achieve their fitness goals because it makes them feel like, well, maybe I'm not good enough. Or maybe I'm never going to attain those goals. The problem I'm trying to solve is I'm trying to make fitness more accessible, meaning that I don't want there to be so many barriers to entry regardless of location or cost. Trap Aerobics is trap, rep, and jumping jacks. It's 30 to 45 minutes of high-energy, gender-neutral aerobics moves. And what makes it really unique is that we've always used two instructors. And I use two instructors because everyone's body moves differently. Trap music is a subgenre of hip-hop, and it was created by people who come from marginalized neighborhoods. And so for me, trap music channels the spirit of the underdog. Someone who, you know, doesn't have much, but they are still able to attain their own upward mobility. So how I pivoted my business during the wake of COVID is that I took it online. We developed a shorter program that would provide a month's worth of programming for our participants. As soon as we launched it, we saw a tremendous increase in the number of people who were taking the class. So then we started bringing in other instructors. We added yoga. We added group coaching sessions. We added R&B stretch release sessions. And it was great because now we are using more instructors than we've ever had before. We're reaching more people than we ever have before. And we're still keeping the cost low. So if you're ever interested in taking a Trap Aerobics class or any of our classes, you can meet us online at grillsandgranola.com. And each class costs about $5 per person. Or you can buy a monthly pass, which is $25 for the first month. And you also get 5 free guest passes that you can use to invite your friends to work out with you from home.
So even while COVID-19 was making exercise classes less accessible to the public, Siobhan found a way to make them more accessible. Her Workout from Home program is signing up new members and bringing the message of health, fitness, and inclusivity to an expanding audience of women. So here's something good for today. Siobhan's story reminds us that women entrepreneurs are true innovators, and that when times are tough, they find new ways not only to serve their customers, but their community as well. To learn more about Siobhan's work, check out Grills and Granola, where you'll find affordable, challenging, and really fun home fitness classes. That's grillsandgranola.com. We're so grateful to Bank of America for supporting Here's Something Good and for supporting organizations across the country who are on the front lines addressing medical response capacity, food insecurity, access to learning, and providing support to vulnerable populations. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.